It is fascinating to consider that the United States was founded for a secret purpose from the very beginning, which appears to be directly related to the end of the Great Year and the prophecies of a coming golden age. Based on the evidence we surveyed in Chapter 3, the Great Seal now appears to be only the most recent version of this ancient symbol, which was featured prominently on Greek and Roman coins. The secret and august body existing in Europe appears to have originated in Sumer, Babylon, and Egypt, and has hidden techniques that help awaken the pineal gland. Let's return to Lieutenant Totten's letter, which described the exact content of the Sibylline text that Novus Ordo Seclorum comes from. When I first read this in 1994, I was shocked, and even more surprised that hardly anyone seemed to know about it. The Sibyl of Cumae broke up history into a series of ages, and in this passage, she refers to the coming of the last age in her story, which is referred to as the Cumaean Song. Here's the exact translation of the Sibylline mystery text as Totten wrote in 1882. And don't forget, these are the exact words quoted in shorthand on the back of the U.S. dollar. The last age of Cumaean Song now comes. Novus Ordo Seclorum, altered from Magnus Seclorum Ordo. A mighty order of ages is born anew. Both the prophetic virgin and Saturnian kingdoms now return. Now, a new progeny is let down from the lofty heavens. Favor, chaste Lucina, the boy soon to be born, in whom the Iron Age shall come to an end, and the Golden One shall arise again in the whole earth. Let's review some of the astonishing elements of this passage. The last age now comes. A mighty order of ages is born anew. Now a new progeny is let down from the lofty heavens. The word progeny means offspring. So this may be describing some sort of transformation of the human species as we now know it at the end of a great age. What exactly might this new progeny be like? The answer may come in the next passage. The boy, soon to be born, in whom the Iron Age shall come to an end, and the Golden One shall arise again in the whole earth. This implies a prophecy where humanity as a whole is transformed, not just a single messianic figure. There is also a suggestion that other groups will assist this process when we read the line, both the prophetic virgin and Saturnian kingdoms now return. When we go on to read the rest of Virgil's fourth eclogue from other available translations, even more detail is given. Bear in mind that in ancient Greek and Roman traditions, heroes are demigods, born from one human parent and one parent who was a god. And this unique genetic heritage apparently gave them abilities we would now consider to be superhuman. Under thy guidance, whatso tracks remain of our old wickedness, once done away, shall free the earth from never-ceasing fear. He shall receive the life of gods, and see heroes with gods commingling, and himself be seen of them, and with his father's worth reign o'er a world at peace. Assume thy greatness, for the time draws nigh, dear child of gods, great progeny of Jove. See how it totters, the world's orbed might, earth and wide ocean, and the vault profound, all see, enraptured of the coming time. From this passage, we see that the gods are indeed predicted to return, and that humans on earth will receive the life of gods themselves. This is the Great Seal of the United States, printed right on the dollar bill. Clearly, we are expected in these prophecies to be seen as gods ourselves once this process is complete. These Sibylline prophecies therefore represent a bold prophecy of a coming golden age, in which the Golden One shall arise again in the whole earth, meaning everyone who is here. The founding fathers obviously realized that there was a relationship between these prophecies in the Sibylline records, the symbolism of the Great Pyramid, and the awakened pineal gland. Again, when we inspect the exterior of the Great Pyramid, there are 25,826.4 pyramid inches of distance across the diagonals, just like the number of years in the precession. The capstone sits right on top of those same diagonal lines. So when we put all these pieces together, it is obvious that the founding fathers of America clearly believed the return of the capstone on the pyramid symbolized the dawning of a new era in human history at the end of the great year. This would usher in the often prophesied golden age that the ancient myths also discussed, complete with a transformation of humanity into a godlike state and the return of the original founding fathers. With the association between the capstone and the betel, we can clearly see how much they believed this prophecy was associated with the awakening of the pineal gland. The Illuminati. There is abundant evidence, far outside the scope of this book, that the secret and august body existing in Europe is still in power today. We've already explored how the pineal gland symbolism is woven through Freemasonry, the Rosicrucians, and other groups, including the Vatican. More and more people are beginning to suspect that there are some very dark things going on in world politics right now, and that our elected leaders may not really be the ones running the show. I've already discussed how some people who investigate the source field may be threatened, bought out, hurt, or even killed. The internet is absolutely flooded with articles and books you can read about all of this, and many of them are quite dreadful and filled with doom and fear. The original positive prophecies of a golden age seem to have become contorted over many thousands of years into the perverted concept of a new world order in which an elite multinational power group wishes to greatly reduce the Earth's population and bring the people under the control of a worldwide dictatorship. In my opinion, perhaps the single most comprehensive source of written data on this subject is New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies by William T. Still. Many of the most provocative historical references on the internet about the New World Order originated in Still's book from 1990. Still provides evidence that Sir Francis Bacon worked with this group to create plans for a new Atlantis that would usher in a universal democracy, a world free of war, crime, and poverty. Bacon's vision apparently inspired the foundation of America and the principles of freedom in the U.S. Constitution. Bacon also believed human beings would regain mastery over forces of nature once this plan was fulfilled. Let me be clear that I do not in any way support the politics, policies, treachery, lies, and deceit of these world elites, which some people, including Still, now call the Illuminati, meaning the illuminated ones. This illumination is apparently a metaphor of the awakened pineal gland, and these groups may believe their worldwide power and control are the result of arcane spiritual practices that make them feel superior to others, if not gods in their own right. Despite the horrors that are often attributed to these people, I also do not feel we should rush to condemn all those who have been involved with these groups. For if we do, we truly have not grown past Hitler's grotesque attitude toward the Jews in World War II. Hate begets hate. Every human being has a right to exist, and genocide is a crime against humanity, paving the way for the next group to become just as odious as those they opposed. According to several insiders I know personally, many innocent people are trapped in these groups and would get out in a mass exodus if they could. However, the hate that has been whipped up on the internet is so high these days that these people would genuinely fear for their lives if they actually were able to escape and try to do sincere good for the world. It clearly seems that the founding fathers of America were aware of these prophecies of a coming golden age and of the transformation of humanity that was predicted to occur. The great world religions and the many secret traditions all appear to have originated from a common worldwide source, which may have been humans who were well ahead of us in terms of biological and spiritual evolution, and were therefore seen as gods. Darkness, secrecy, and the trappings of money and power may well have distorted the original intent of the message in various power groups, leading to a glaring difference between these secret occult teachings and the positive, loving focus of many other religious and spiritual traditions that incorporated similar symbols and themes. I do feel that many people within these groups have been working for the good of humanity, but since they are forced to keep everything secret, the extraordinary malice and deceit of the few has now become a brush that tars and feathers the many, and this is a shame. Through good fortune in earlier years and the publicity of my website and videos in more recent years, I have been able to meet several of the living inheritors of this tradition. I do believe that a change is occurring where the members of these groups now realize they do not need to honor the negativity, narcissism, and selfishness of some of their peers, and can step into a fuller understanding of what their ancient mission may really involve. I believe the secret lies in coherence, to restore this planet to the loving essence it originates from. This is no ancient cult teaching. This is the fruit of an active, ongoing, scientific investigation. Negative occult practices are a gross misunderstanding of the facts. Although the founding fathers of America incorporated the pyramid into their design, we have no way of knowing how much they really knew about it. This philosophical tradition is obviously very old, and at one time was truly worldwide, before there was a terrible flood that may have nearly destroyed this civilization. The more time goes by since the original teachings were given, the more of a telephone game we have, and the message can become more and more confused and distorted. Obviously, these insider groups have not gone public with what they may know, and I feel the best thing we can do is fearlessly end the secrecy and set the truth free. Clearly, the Great Pyramid is a magnificent architectural marvel and appears to be far beyond our current technological capabilities. Some people may have realized that and were inspired by it many hundreds, if not thousands, of years ago. Whether it was built by an advanced ancient civilization, extraterrestrial gods, or both, the Great Pyramid may have been built to contain all the information we would need to understand the coming golden age, and perhaps even to help create that new earth its individual architects may have foreseen. As we head into the next chapter, we will find out how Dr. Alexander Golod began building massive pyramids in Russia and the Ukraine beginning in 1990. Many top Russian scientists did conduct research in them, and they were able to confirm many prior speculations about pyramid power and its mysterious effects. This has the potential to revolutionize our society in so many different ways that the implications are utterly mind-boggling. It's as if we've been given a massive inheritance that is worth more in practical value than all the money we have in the world. And it's been right there all along, just waiting until we were ready to rediscover it. The pyramid technology is indeed far more advanced than we ever realized, and has the power to completely transform our planet as well as our own lives. The only thing holding us back was that our own science had not yet progressed to the point where we could identify and understand such a high technology.